Aristotle turns in the second half of Book 5 to a discussion about how all of this matters of interaction, the giving and taking that we undertake in our forms of intercourse with fellow citizens and with those with whom we share commerce, how this can be a virtue. And Aristotle's notion is that this area of life has the same basic structure as those other virtues which were dealing with our emotions. But where in the case of our emotions, it was a matter of how we felt about the matter, that is, whether we felt bold in the face of danger, whether we felt pleased at the right things or we were taking pleasure in the wrong things. With respect to justice, Aristotle has a very sophisticated idea. And his notion is that justice is also a habit, and a habit of choosing the mean. But what the mean is here is the mean of giving and taking. And so it's the mean of giving the right amount of work for one's pay, giving the right amount of pay for the kind of work you expect done, giving the right amount for the common burden that is trying to be met by, say, a taxation scheme, giving the right kind of reward if it's a graduated scheme of how benefits are distributed or how salaries are to be paid. That what justice is the habit of choosing the mean between the extremes with respect to giving and taking. He notes the fact that the person may well not feel it, that one may still feel a little resentful at how much one has to pay or at how much one has to deliver or at how much other people are receiving. And he's mindful of the fact that one's feelings may still not be in line. And yet he would say that the person has the habit, truly has the virtue, if one has the habit of giving what is exactly right, however that exactly right is supposed to be figured out in a given context, all the better if one's feelings are on board with that. All the better, what a great peak of excellence, if one in fact feels such a love of equality that one will proceed to do this out of right feeling. But nonetheless, he stresses that even so, that there is not necessarily going to be a feeling that will accompany this in quite the same way that there was a feeling in some of the other virtues that he had discussed. What is it that then is required? Well, very typically for Aristotle, in ways that we have seen here in our course, for there to be a virtue here, there has to be a habit of choosing. And we all remember what Aristotle's definition of choice was. Aristotle defined choice as a deliberate desire. The desire refers, in any situation, to wanting something, wanting some good. And here, in this last part of Aristotle's fifth book, his stress is the good that we want is the equal, the fair. We want to see the right thing done. Granting we may have to pay for it. Granting we may have to shoulder some of the burden. Granting it may require that ongoing work, and those things may prove difficult. He doesn't mean that we necessarily have to enjoy all of that. But his idea about the particular nature of this virtue is that we have to have a love of what is fair and love of what is equal. And that, of course, requires that one have deliberated about the matter. When one is trying to think about what is the right level of pay for a certain kind of job, or what is the right kind of punishment for a certain kind of crime, or what is the right distribution scheme and what is the right criterion for trying to determine the right distribution scheme. This is going to require considerable deliberation. Deliberation that is not just my own inner workings of my mind, trying to think through what I would find just and equitable, but it requires the common deliberation with respect to how other people understand what is something that is fair, what is the proper hierarchy of difficulty or the hierarchy of danger. Aristotle emphasizes this deliberative quality of justice, I think, because he is mindful of what jurisprudence has long known, namely that we are the worst judges in our own cases, and that we tend to have a kind of rationalization that takes place when we tend to see it our way and we tend to see it to our own advantage, and we tend to minimize the difficulty or the degree of burden that another carries. Hence, he stresses here more than absolutely anywhere else in the text the deliberative nature of these decisions and the way in which the virtue requires us to be good deliberators in common, precisely in order to get a degree of objectivity here, an objectivity which is required because we are in interaction with one another and not just dealing with the sphere of our own internal emotions.